Montana talks here. Live and local. This is Montana Talks with Aaron Flint.
Fall into big savings, all in the Kroger app.
Buy two, get two free on 12 packs of delicious Coca-Cola, Pepsi, or 7-Up with your card. Then get three-pound packs of flavorful 80% lean ground beef for $2.99 a pound with your card and a digital coupon.
Shop these deals at your local Kroger today, or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Taking your calls live, 406-294-0970. Montana Talks with Aaron Flint.
Well, John, I tell you what, I wasn't able to go back and listen to the podcast of last Thursday's 8 o'clock hour of the show, but I know it was a great hour. I know it was mission accomplished, not only because you helped provide a great voice to your family and friends back in North Carolina that have been impacted by the storm, but I checked some of our Montana Talks app messages, and our rabid liberal, one of our rabid liberal listeners in Bozeman sent us a message at the end of that 8 o'clock hour on the Montana Talks app, and it said, "John Jackson is evil incarnate." I was like, all right, well, John, sounds like you had a great show. Sounds like you hit right where, on the topics you needed to hit on. So great job.
Oh, my God.
Great job.
I mean, mission accomplished. I mean, you know, of course, what do you want to do, first of all, is you know, have fun with people and talk about the news and give people maybe some information that they haven't heard. But second of all, to be able to also trigger the libs, oh, man, I mean, right in the heart, Aaron. You got me right in the heart.
I don't want to take away the enthusiasm here at all, but to be fair, this guy is, I mean, he's so rabid. I mean, he never adds to a conversation. It's just always orange man bad, you guys are awful. Like, he never actually says anything that actually has like any value or merit, or like, because like, we love hearing a different perspective, but it's just like, if you're just like, you don't even offer a different perspective, it's just orange man bad. And so the guy goes to the spam folder, but I happened to see that one, and I just started laughing because I was like, all right, if that guy's triggered, mission accomplished.
It's like Democrat Tourette syndrome, you know, orange man bad, I hate him, evil incarnate.
Like somebody, I had a great conversation with somebody one time, and they said, you know, Donald Trump, he just brings the demons out of these people. It's like splashing holy water on them. Hiss. And so, John, when you're on the show, it's like an extra batch of holy water. It's like, we're like the guy spraying for noxious weeds out there in the summer, just spraying holy water, and they hiss, and they squeal. It's crazy.
I'm going to put that in my bio on Twitter. It's going to be evil incarnate.
Yeah, exactly. Oh, man. No, but on a serious note, though, great to put a spotlight on the storm victims back east. But I was thinking about it earlier this morning. You know, we've had a flood of illegal aliens for the last 3.5 years into this country. What, 10, 15 million illegal aliens plus? We don't know how many were actually flooded into this country because of Joe Biden, Kamala Harris, and John Tester's open borders. But you know what? Our friends on the reservations here in Montana have been at the center, at the eye of that storm for 3.5 years now. And, you know, the folks in North Carolina are getting a measly $750 while all these other countries, Lebanon, gets aid. But, you know, you think about it, our reservations haven't gotten squat out of Joe Biden, Kamala Harris, and John Tester either. And they've been at the center of the storm here, the eye of the storm for this open borders and Mexican drug cartels targeting their communities and much more. Want to get John's take on that, plus a whole bunch of new ground to plow with you here this morning. Phone lines are open for you as well.
Securing America.
Homeland Security Secretary Alejandro Mayorkas recently spoke about the border crisis in a fireside chat during the Immigration Law and Policy Conference. Mayorkas says one of the keys to controlling the flow of migrants is to reinforce the idea that asylum is only for escaping persecution.
It is not intended for economic migration.
The secretary noting that the border issue is at the forefront of many Americans' minds and that change in the system is needed.
Because the status quo is unworkable.
Mayorkas also acknowledging
the American public does want, does expect, and does demand the delivery of order.
The secretary also reiterating this principle.
The border does mean something.
Kevin Uretsky, Fox News.
Bullet points.
I'm Eben Brown. The U.S. Supreme Court is ready to tackle the subject of ghost guns. Oral arguments are scheduled for today at the High Court for the case involving what power federal agencies might have to ban guns the federal agencies say they can't track. So far, the feds, in this case, the Biden administration Justice Department, are 0 for 2 in these courtrooms. The case is named for Jennifer Vanderstock, one of the original plaintiffs who, along with the Firearms Policy Coalition, sued the U.S. government over the ATF banning by rulemaking of kits allowing people to assemble their own firearms. Such firearms have no serial number and don't require background checks. A federal district in Texas ruled the ban to be unconstitutional, and the DOJ lost the appeal in the Fifth Circuit courts, and now they want to have the U.S. Supreme Court rule. And those are your bullet points. I'm Evan Brown, Fox News.
What's the
fall into big savings? All in the Kroger app. Buy two, get two free on 12 packs of delicious Coca-Cola, Pepsi, or 7-Up with your card. Then get three-pound packs of flavorful 80% lean ground beef for $2.99 a pound with your card and a digital coupon. Shop these deals at your local Kroger today, or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
This is where Montana talks. Montana Talks with Aaron Flint.
Oh, man, now we got to start there. Zoot Suit Riot. Riot! You remember that song, Zoot Suit Riot, back in the KJP? What did you say during the break we were talking about? You know, Peter Ducey going after KJP. Are you having trouble hearing me there, John? Or
the
music's cranked up loud.
There it goes.
We tried to get them to automatically lower that because it comes in hot. Comes in hot there every time. But Zoot Suit Riot. Riot! We were talking about Peter Ducey. Had some great questions for Karine Jean-Pierre, the White House press secretary, yesterday. She finally stormed out of the room because he was saying, why do you have money for countries like Lebanon, but you don't have money, enough money for the storm victims in North Carolina and the Hurricane Helene victims, right? And you said something about, yeah, did you see that zoot suit she was wearing yesterday?
I guess she got some kind of promotion yesterday to senior advisor to the president. I don't know if that takes her out of her press job or if it's a collateral duty or whatever. But Ducey, if you saw him yesterday, he is being as polite as he can be. And he's like, now, ma'am, you guys have said this before, and here's what's happening now. And she gets all pissy with him and is up there, got her little bitty head juxtaposed by this gigantic, like, gangster zoot suit thing that the shoulder pads are out to here. She looks like something out of the Looney Tunes cartoon.
I've got a big pinstripe suit kind of like that. One of my kids borrowed it for Halloween a couple of years ago. And, yeah, I was like, did she just steal Steve Harvey's suit? I mean, Steve Harvey called and he wants his suit back. It's too big for her and everything. She's got the shoulder pads in that suit were out of a Madonna 1980s rock video or something.
Well, you know what? At least Jen Psaki, our favorite congenital liar, she's a convincing, able liar. The thing about KJP is she's just so dumb. Her lies are just so obvious. It's an outright just slap in the face to anybody that's watching because you're like, how can you stand up in front of the entire nation and tell these lies?
Well, here was that back and forth that we were talking about. This was Peter Ducey at the White House. Here we go.
President Biden responded saying, show me your budget and I will tell you what you value. If he's got money for people in Lebanon right now without Congress having to come back, what does it say about his values? There's not enough money right now for
his
people
values,
in North Carolina who need it. That's not misinformation.
Wait. No, that is. Your whole premise of the question is misinformation, sir. Misinformation. I just mentioned to you that we provided more than $200 million to folks who are impacted in the area.
Anyway, so they go back and forth, and then she eventually leaves the room, calls his very question dangerous and misinformation. But no, he made the point that the people on the ground are saying there is not enough help. And they're saying, Mayorkas himself was saying there is not enough money for the storm victims. Even though, you know, Homeland Security gave over FEMA gave over $1 billion out to illegal aliens, and Kamala Harris was just bragging about giving money to Lebanon this past weekend.
Well, FEMA has a budget of $40 billion. And what Mayorkas is saying is we don't have enough money to get through the hurricane season, right? Well, it comes out they spent $1 billion on illegals, like you just said, and a watchdog group just found in their budget yesterday another $7 billion. All this is a threat, Aaron. It's a threat to all the people in North Carolina and now all the people in Florida and to Republicans. That's the big thing. It's a threat to Republicans. If you don't come back in here and give me more money that I will then also misuse and misdirect and give to illegals, we're going to blame this all on you.
J.D. Vance was on Fox and Friends Monday morning talking about how, look, they've shifted money between accounts before. They're claiming, oh, well, our illegal alien money is in this account. Our storm money is a separate account. They've shifted money to different accounts before. They just aren't willing to shift money into the American people's account.
Why do we have a president and a vice president, one of whom is on the beach, the other of whom is participating in fundraisers, rather than doing their job? It is incompetence of the highest order. And what Donald Trump would do if he was president is impose real leadership, force the bureaucracy to be responsive, not at a bureaucratic pace, but at a business pace to the needs of American citizens. That's how you save lives and limit needless suffering.
Yeah, very clearly. I mean, if George W. Bush were president right now, the media would be having a field day about this. I mean, Kanye'd be up there saying, you know, how George W. Bush is killing people and you name it.
How many times did you hear during Obama's regime that with these different disasters and everything, everybody said, this is going to be Obama's Katrina. This is Obama's Katrina. This is Obama's. Well, see, and it's not Biden or Harris's Katrina right now. It's never going to be because of the absolute corruption of the U.S. media. There's one standard for them and another standard for us.
All right, let's sneak in a phone call. We got about a minute before the break. Mike in Big Timber, what did you want to share?
I just wanted to thank John for his filling in for you. It was an excellent interview with the people back there. And the thing I have to say is they're all giddy about giving those folks $750. It's going to take a while for them to get that money to begin with. And then, Aaron and John, where the heck are they going to be able to spend it?
Yeah, it's a good point. Yeah, if you can't even get an Amazon delivery truck, if your local store got washed out, et cetera.
Right. And how much is that going to be able to help them when they have the necessities are going to cost a lot more than that and their homes are ruined? They have no place to spend that money and you got to jump through hoops to get it? That's crazy. You see, Aaron, socialism is being performed in North Carolina. Socialism is voluntary. Communism isn't. That's a non-voluntary socialism.
Well, and remember, it's never been about spreading the wealth. It's about spreading the misery. That's what the left has been doing and continues to do in America. Mike, great to hear from you. Thanks for the call.
I'm Chad Pergram with the Speaker's Lobby. Statues of presidents, inventors, and civil rights leaders dot the U.S. Capitol. But now there's a musician, the man in black.
Hello, I'm Johnny Cash.
The statue at the Capitol features Cash clasping a Bible, his signature Martin D-35 guitar slung across his back. At the ceremony, his daughter and singer Roseanne Cash called her dad, quote, a Shakespeare of the South, writing about Folsom Prison and floodwaters washing away farms. House Minority Leader Hakeem Jeffries said before Jay-Z's Black Album and Black Sabbath, there was only one man in black. Jeffries quoted Snoop Dogg, who called Johnny Cash, quote, a real American gangster. And while lots of people who visit the Capitol have never heard of those memorialized in statuary, most everyone has heard Johnny Cash.
I've been everywhere, man. I've been everywhere.
now Johnny Cash has been someplace else. The U.S. Capitol. With the Speaker's Lobby, Chad Pergram, Fox News.
Democracy 24.
741 former high-ranking national security officials, including 233 general and flag military officers, signed a letter endorsing Vice President Kamala Harris for president. 15 four-star generals, 10 former cabinet secretaries, 10 service secretaries, along with Republican leaders who served under former President Trump, signed the letter, which stated, "This election is a choice between serious leadership and vengeful impulsiveness. It is a choice between democracy and authoritarianism. Vice President Harris defends America's democratic ideals, while former President Donald Trump endangers them," wrote the group of former national security officials. Quote, "He has called for the termination of parts of the Constitution. He said he wants to be a dictator," adding that Trump has shown no remorse for trying to overturn the 2020 election on January 6th. At the Pentagon, Jennifer Griffin, Fox News.
Great running into so many folks from across Montana. I was in Whitefish for the Montana Equipment Dealers Association annual meeting. We ran into a ton of great folks, including Gary Perry. Gary Perry is the state representative who represents Colstrip, Montana. We had a great conversation talking about our nation's stupid energy policy right now. We talked about the attacks on Colstrip and how liberal Senator John Tester won't even visit Colstrip. That story and much more, MontanaTalks.com.
Fall into big savings, all in the Kroger app.
Buy two, get two free on 12 packs of delicious Coca-Cola, Pepsi, or 7-Up with your card. Then get three-pound packs of flavorful 80% lean ground beef for $2.99 a pound with your card and a digital coupon.
Shop these deals at your local Kroger today, or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Montana Talks with Aaron Flint.
This is where Montana talks.
Wait a minute. We traded this guy and all we got was Brittany Griner for the deal. We got the WNBA star who refused... Star is a relative term. Remember, Brittany Griner plays in the WNBA. She refused to stand for our national anthem. Then she gets busted for drugs in Russia, gets stuck in a Russian prison. We freed a, well, I say we, Joe Biden and Kamala Harris freed a Russian terrorist. And all we got was Brittany Griner out of the deal here. John, I know that's a story you wanted to talk about here this morning. Tell you what, hold that thought. We'll get to that story in a second, but we got a couple callers on the line, and we don't want them stuck on hold for too long here. She goes by the name Tester, will not be reelected. She's now with us calling in from Eastern Montana. What's going on?
Good morning, Aaron and John, and thank you to our veterans. Hey, so this weekend, I saw an event being held in Glendive for CI-128. So, of course, what do? Popped in on the event where I knew every single participant was going to disagree with my opposition to CI-128. So, you know, I knew I was going into enemy territory here, but I went anyway. And the event was being hosted by a climate change far leftist and a woman who I would describe as a rhino. Both nice women, both writing candidates, both support CI-128. But when I saw the event advertised, I said to myself, self, you need to go and change minds. So I drove an hour and a half, went to the coffee shop, guns blazing, camera rolling. But when I arrived there, there were only two people there, the two hosts. One recognized me and invited me to the table and began addressing, and I began addressing CI-128, but immediately the liberal raised her voice in protest over my sources of my information. And I reminded her, look, I'd driven an hour and a half. I was not there to argue, but to discuss the initiative. Spoiler alert, gentlemen, the liberals started talking about another issue, and her and I never again discussed the initiative. After an hour, someone else arrived, distracted the liberal, and the other host and I discussed CI-128 for an hour. By the time I left, I truly believe I changed one mind about CI-128. And being that there were only two minds to change, 50% is an excellent persuasion rate.
Wow.
Anyway, Aaron and
nobody,
John.
So nobody showed
just
up?
Thank you so much for taking my call.
So you drove an hour and a half to go to their pro CI-128 listening session, and you were the only person there other than the two hosts?
Yes, and so that's why I turned off the camera, because I wanted to be respectful. So I turned off the camera, and I just sat down, and it just immediately jumped into it. And the liberal's eyeballs literally were jumping out of her head. And
what was the most compelling argument, do you think? What do you think was what maybe convinced one of them?
I was just politely sat with her, and I really talked about how this meant in the Christian lifestyle, you know, just how God wouldn't want this. I could see how maybe we need some changes to an abortion bill, but this is not the way to do it.
Very
and I brought up the weird language in it and everything, and she agreed with me.
Interesting. Yeah, you know, because one of the biggest questions is, if this is supposedly about women and women's rights, why are there no female pronouns even listed in this constitutional initiative 128? Maybe this is about something even more radical than the very no limits abortion radical initiative itself. Maybe it's even more radical than that, if you could believe, or just as radical as that. Crazy stuff. Well, great job. That's great. Just sitting down, talking with folks, even that you disagree with. John, I wish you were there so that you could have done your classic line about disrupting the Black Panther Party, you know.
So nobody showed up to that Black Panther Party. she hit me on DM and said, hey, John, I'm going to go over to this thing. And I said, and she said, what do you think? And I said, well, just, you know, be careful. I said, don't go alone. And that's the biggest advice I could ever give anybody. And that's what you learn in law enforcement is don't do any of these things that could get contentious. Don't ever do it alone. You know why? Because you want a witness.
Oh, yeah.
Because what they'll
somebody
do
else that can whip out a camera.
They'll have three or four of them tell one story, and if it's only you telling your story, guess which story gets believed.
Yeah, good point. Yeah, but sounds like you know, and I've gotten a chance to meet her in person, and just a kind person who truly cares about this state and nation, and I think that came across. But you're right. Sometimes you get these folks on the left that they are there to disrupt, they are there to agitate, they are there to provoke a response. And so that they can try to get you in trouble. They have no, not these ladies in Glendive, but some of these folks have no intention whatsoever of having an honest argument. They're there to provoke a response. Let's see. But which, by the way, before I forget, one thought I had over the weekend is now that we are less than a month to go until Election Day, here's what I want people to do. So apparently John Tester finally showed his face at a parade. You know, he didn't go to the St. Paddy's Day parade in Butte because he didn't want to be called out. He didn't show up at the Bucking Horse in Miles City. But now John Tester is so desperate because he is behind in all of the polls. So now he's finally he has to get out there and try to do something because he's getting very desperate right now. So, folks, you know what the left is doing. You know what the fake news media, from CNN to the local TV stations, they will harass any Republican. They will do fake news stories day after day after day. They will never call him out. They will never whip out their cameras and call out John Tester. You have to do it. If you see this guy, whip out your camera, ask him the tough questions that need to be asked. If you see him, for example, we had a listener say that John Tester got booed massively in front of the American Legion during the Bozeman Parade for homecoming this past weekend. Whip out your phones and record that stuff, because the fake news media will never tell those stories.
Put out a tweet yesterday. This group, Numbers USA, has given, and they are a immigration watchdog group. They have given John Tester an F grade. Mr. Blutarski, 0.0. So for all of you out there that have heard any of this Adam bullshit that he's tried to help on the border, or that he's done anything about the border, a group that watches this for a living gave him an F.
The latest fake phony campaign commercial I heard promoting John Tester was from one of these environmental groups claiming that John Tester stood up for our Second Amendment rights. The guy has an F rating from the National Rifle Association. I mean, for Pete's sake, is anybody even falling for this Adam Schiff anymore? Let's go to Lee in Kalispell next up on the phone lines. Lee, what's going on?
Hi, Aaron. Yes, this is about the Biden-Harris economy that we've just been through. I add her name to Biden's economy because Biden did. So anyway, 1 month I heard where 120,000 Americans lost their jobs. But we happen to hear that 110,000 illegals got jobs that same month.
No, that's interesting. Actually, I saw this must be the story that you're referring to. Maybe not the same source, but same story here. The Daily Caller, over 800,000 fewer native-born Americans are employed than last year. Now, John, we know that the federal government has constantly been lying about these jobs numbers. They inflated the jobs numbers to make Biden look better. Then they kicked Biden to the curb. Then they readjusted their jobs numbers. Oh, the jobs weren't as good as we said they were a few months ago. Surprise, surprise, surprise. But, yeah, this is very interesting. Over 800,000 fewer native-born Americans are employed than last year. How many illegal aliens are getting the few jobs that are actually being created out there?
You know, what this the thing in Springfield with the 20,000 Haitians brought out is that the NGOs out there that we are paying with our tax money to bring these illegals in, they're also working with these different job groups within the government to get these grants. And they have basically hijacked a sizable portion of the job market out there so that these job announcements never go out to the public. They're sent right to these NGOs to then give these jobs right to the illegals coming in.
Painful when you think about it. Wait till you hear these numbers that America First Legal shared about the Haitian migrants alone. Yeah, just painful when you think about how much is going to all these other people from all these other countries and then yet how little the storm victims are receiving in form of help. You know, when I say pain, some of you are thinking, man, Aaron, I know what you're talking about when it comes to pain, because I got real world pain right now. I got that arthritic pain, you know, pain from arthritis, that bone on bone constant pain. And you're thinking, man, it's fall. I'd love to get out and go hike the hills, get a good hunt in. But, man, I got that pain in my knees. I got that pain in my hip, pain in my back, pain in my ankle. You name it. I'm not going to be hauling an elk out of anywhere with this kind of pain. Well, if that's you and you're somebody who you don't want to get surgery and you don't want to get stuck on those painkiller pills, you don't want to risk getting hooked on those, let me tell you about QC Kinetics. They have got exciting new cellular therapies that can get you lasting relief without the drugs, without surgery. Regenerative treatments where they use the healing properties that are already in your body and put them directly into those achy joints. You can call QC Kinetics for a free consultation right now or during our next break. 406-201-6263. That's QC Kinetics, 406-201-6263. All right, John, about a minute before our break here, the dailywire.com. Russian terrorist freed by Biden-Harris is back to selling weapons to terrorists attacking the U.S. Navy right now.
Yeah. For any of you who don't know who he is, his name is Victor Bout. He was so famous as the biggest arms dealer in the world. A movie was made about him called Lord of War, if you remember that, with Nicolas Cage. And his actual nickname in the criminal world was the Merchant of Death. Well, Joe Biden traded him out for a dope-smoking basketball player, and now guess where he is? He is right back in the business, brokering the sale of small arms to terrorists in Yemen.
To the Houthis.
Yep.
That are firing rockets at our ships right now. So if you have sons or daughters in our great U.S. Navy that are being fired at right now, this guy is the one bringing them millions of dollars worth of arms, and all we got in exchange for him was the WNBA player who refused to stand for the national anthem.
Fall into big savings, all in the Kroger app. Buy two, get two free on 12 packs of delicious Coca-Cola, Pepsi, or 7-Up with your card. Then get 3-pound packs of flavorful 80% lean ground beef for $2.99 a pound with your card and a digital coupon. Shop these deals at your local Kroger today, or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
This is where Montana talks. Montana Talks with Aaron Flint.
Lori in Billings sent us a message on the Montana Talks app a few minutes ago. Though I should not be, I am constantly amazed at the hypocrisy and dishonesty of the left, like fussing about how much tax income will be lost by not taxing tips, overtime, or Social Security, while forgiving billions of student loans, or trying to at least. This is one of a long list of their contradictory hypocrisies. Yeah, whenever it comes time for you to keep more of your money, they always say, oh, well, we can't afford that. But, you know, they never say that when they're bragging about the money being shipped to Lebanon or money for drag queen story hours in Ecuador. Like you say, a long list of contradictory hypocrisies. Lori, thanks for that message. John, the numbers, you know, we were talking a few minutes ago, you know, you're from, you got family back in North Carolina, and we were talking about just this, you know, this pittance, $750 one-time payment for American victims of Hurricane Helene. Meanwhile, Stephen Miller with America First Legal points out that the Biden-Harris, I would add, tester regime gives 22 times more aid to Haitian illegals than to hurricane victims. So $750 one-time payment to victims of Hurricane Helene, $16,896 in potential free federal benefits annually for a Haitian family of four paroled in by Biden-Harris.
You got our boy little Fidel Zelensky over there in Ukraine riding around in his platinum-plated Rolls Royce. You've got illegals in this country. That's the minute they hit the border are being given thousands of dollars in meal tickets, plane rides, telephone, free phones. They are going right into free lodging in luxury hotels. And what do the people in North Carolina get? Nothing. They don't even, they get one van that's parked on a main road from FEMA where nobody can even see it. Did you hear about Glenn Beck going up there and meeting with the FEMA people?
Yeah, one of our listeners actually shared a video on X, and I need to go back and watch the full Glenn Beck video.
He and another guy confronted these people, and they were being very nice and said, hey, what are you guys doing here? Nobody can even see that you're here. And the FEMA guy comes back and says, well, they can get on the app, and they can download the app and find out. They don't have Wi-Fi. They don't have cell service. They don't have electricity, you nitwit. How are they supposed to get on an app and find out what's going on?
Oh, man. Yeah. It's just J.D. Vance described basically the way FEMA is apparently operating under the Biden-Harris regime right now is like the DMV on steroids. Now, we've fixed the DMV in Montana. We got MVD Express offering great private sector solutions where people can even go get their, you know, DMV stuff knocked out on a Saturday if they want, whatever, right? So MVD Express is doing cool things on the private sector front. And then the DMV, Austin Knutson, went in and said, wait a minute, what? So if we get some new software, that will help fix these problems? And so, yeah, but when J.D. Vance talks about, you know, the DMV on steroids taking place in North Carolina, people know from history what he's referencing there.
Well, there's so many reports of FEMA blocking private aid from coming in. This you know, is so many reports of that, of them seizing aid, seizing private aid, seizing the money. And what I said on your show last week when I was in here, and I think is actually happening now, is people are hooking up with their local police and their local sheriff's deputies, and they are going with them through these roadblocks, and these local law enforcement people are saying, get out of my way. You have no authority here. I will arrest you if you attempt to stop us. And that's working. They're going right through these roadblocks.
Very interesting. All right, let's go to Jeff in Polson next up on the phone lines. Jeff, thanks for the call. What's going on?
Hey, good morning. I wanted to talk about the First Amendment and threats to it. But before I do that, a little bit of levity. Today is International Lesbian Day. I don't know if you knew that or not. But a year ago, the UN tweeted out that trans lesbians are lesbians, which reminded me of the late, great Rush Limbaugh, who used to call himself a male lesbian because he said he was a woman trapped in a man's body attracted to other women. And so
So this whole trans lesbians are lesbians made me think, I'm a man and I'm attracted to women. Does that make me a trans lesbian?
Well, that depends. What kind of freebies do you get for International Lesbian Day? I mean, do you get 50% off at the cafes or anything? I don't know.
I don't know. Maybe I get a $750 voucher from FEMA. I don't know.
So that reminds me, coming up in the 9 o'clock hour, I'm going to play a clip from the mini documentary about Zoe Zephyr for John Jackson. He hasn't seen it yet, and he's got to go watch the video. The video is hysterical. But so Zoe Zephyr, is a man who got the stuff chopped off, did the surgery, identifies as a woman, and then Zoe's significant other is a man who also got the stuff. Well, I don't know if the other guy got the stuff chopped off or not, but man, whew, you know, yeah, you do you, but keep your hands off the kids is the thing. Don't target kids with this transgender surgery nonsense.
Right. And I could go on about the legislator from Missoula, formerly known as Zach Roush, but I won't. Regarding freedom of speech, real briefly, I think it was yesterday or the day before, sometime recently, John Kerry said that the First Amendment is an impediment, and that's the word that he used, impediment, to getting rid of misinformation and disinformation. And Hillary Clinton and Tim Walz, Tampon Tim, have both echoed that. That the First Amendment is getting in the way of the government getting rid of misinformation and disinformation. And I don't know how we get through to those fools that's the whole reason they put it out there, was so the government couldn't affect our speech.
Yeah, no, that's a great point. John and Jeff, thanks for the call. John, I ran into a fellow veteran. I was at the Montana Cowboy Hall and Wall of Fame, or Pro Rodeo Hall and Wall of Fame banquet. Great event. Hats off to Brent Jordan, the president of the committee, for just an incredible event. But ran into a fellow veteran there, and he says, you know, talking with his friends, and, you know, he works, let's just say, in the oil and gas industry, and, you know, and with some good hardworking folks, blue collar folks. He's a fellow veteran. He said, you know, the people I'm talking to right now, they're almost just as concerned about the First Amendment now as they are about the Second Amendment.
Oh, and you should be. Did you hear John Kerry the other day? They're telling you flat out. John Kerry's telling you flat out, if they get the votes where they need them, meaning they get the Senate, the House, and the White House, they're coming for your free speech, 100%. He said it straight out.
Yeah. By the way, Elon Musk, I think I'll save an Elon Musk soundbite for the 9 o'clock hour, too, unless I get time to sneak it in this hour. But Elon Musk did an interview with Tucker Carlson. It's another one of those. I have to go watch the whole thing, but I've seen a couple of great clips of it. And he basically, Elon Musk says that if Donald Trump doesn't win this election, we're at risk of never having a real election ever again because of all the illegal aliens that have plowed into this country, the threat to the First Amendment. They will try to shut down platforms like X. They will try to they will do their best to shut down talk radio, too.
I want to tell you a story. You guys were talking about International Lesbian Day. I myself was a victim of horrific discrimination years ago. We were on a deployment in Atlanta, and I was out with a bunch of my guys. We're going down the road. We see this big club that's jumping up. And one of my buddies knows that it's a lesbian bar. And so one guy says, oh, the heck with that. Let's go in. And one of the guys that's with me is like 6'4", you know, 220 pounds. He used to play football for UTEP. And he's the one that we elect to go up to the door. We're right behind him. Is that we try to get in. And they're like, no, you can't come in here. And we're like, but we're lesbians. We identify as lesbians. And I'll tell you, Aaron, they wouldn't let us in. I've never been so discriminated against in my life.
But see, that's why John Tester is fighting for you, John, because he wants, not only does he want you to be able to go into that bar, he wants you to go into the girls' locker room, and he wants you to go into that girls' sports team and take their sports opportunities away. So take that, ladies.
The good thing I will say is those people at that bar, the gals outside that were, you know, the bouncers, they were really cool and nice, and they were laughing with us. You know, they weren't mean about it, but it was funny. They're like, no, you're not coming in here, no.
Oh, man. That reminds me, we had a similar joking off-air conversation with the Breakfast Flakes down the hall, the country guys. And because Paul, here we go again, man. We're going to, okay. Anyway, very short. And then I'm going to get to Chris in Manhattan and Fawn in Northwest Montana after the break. So I was joking because Mark Wilson and Paul Musselman are two very different guys. Mark's the fun guy that likes to golf and go drink beer. Paul's the, you know, he goes straight back to check on cows, and he's the farmer rancher. So Mark wrote a story about how their bedrooms are totally different bedrooms. And I said, I'm just glad you didn't write anything crazy in there about, you know, what kind of toys you have in your room or something like that. And he said, son, at my age, a coffee pot is a sex toy. I was dying. So, again, it's the most unwoke hour of the week. We haven't had anybody clutching their pearls yet, but I had to beat you to the punch, John. So
we haven't had no pearl clutching yet? We're off our game, Aaron. We got to step this up.
Mark Wilson, though. Son, at my age, a coffee pot is a sex toy. That was classic. All right, we'll get to more callers after this.
Waking up on the right side. This is the Sean Hannity Morning Minute.
When we learned last week that they ran out of money and they're trying to back off this, and they're lying because it's on FEMA's homepage. They haven't even taken it off the homepage. So all these people have been entirely wiped out and abandoned. And Harris is pledging millions of dollars to Lebanon and other places around the world. And I'm not making any of this up. You can't make it up. I mean, if you look at FEMA, as we have been telling you the truth about FEMA from the beginning and their shelter and services program, and, you know, but now they're going to spend, what, $150 million that they're sending to Lebanon? You got to be kidding me. $150 million? That's a lot of money.
From coast to coast, from sea to shining sea, it's the Sean Hannity Show.
You know, the best home improvement projects are the small, easy-to-tackle ones that make a huge impact. And now's the perfect time to score a touchdown with Blinds.com. They have their huge primetime kickoff event going on right now, one of the biggest of the year, with up to 50% off select styles and huge door busters. Enjoy massive savings on custom window treatments, everything from woven wood shades to blinds to curtains and so much more. You can talk to a Blinds.com professional design expert today. You'll get free samples shipped directly to your home. They make it simple. They make it fast. They make it easy. And all of that is free. If you need help with measuring and installation, Blinds.com has you covered there also. And no matter how many window treatments you choose, installation is just one low cost. Shop Blinds.com's primetime kickoff event is happening right now. Save up to 50% off on selective styles and huge doorbusters. That's up to 50% off select styles when you go to Blinds.com.
Rules and restrictions may apply.
This is the Montana Economic Minute.
Promises are one thing, policies and performance are another. Saying that you will cut carbon emissions by one half by year 2030, less than 7 years away, is easy. But making good on those commitments is quite another. When you bring in the fact that in order for reductions to impact climate, they must be carried out globally, it adds up to a massive overhaul in energy production that will require enormous investment. A recent study by consulting firm S&P Global looked at how a global transition to carbon-free energy might impact the demand for copper. An important concession to reality in the S&P study is a recognition that other factors, most notably the industrialization of less developed countries, will increase the global appetite for the metal as well. The upshot is that copper producers will need to refine twice as much copper by 2035 than has ever been produced, both through mining and recycling. How exactly are we going to do that? I'm Patrick Barkey.
Fall into big savings, all in the Kroger app. Buy two, get two free on 12 packs of delicious Coca-Cola, Pepsi, or 7-Up with your card. Then get 3-pound packs of flavorful 80% lean ground beef for $2.99 a pound with your card and a digital coupon. Shop these deals at your local Kroger today, or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Advertising. MontanaHunters.org. Not authorized by any candidate or candidate's committee.
Brought to you from the Hot Spring Spas and Hot Tub Company, Friends Recommend Studio.
This is where Montana talks. Montana Talks with Aaron Flint.
All right, thankfully, John Jackson's going to stick around with us for the 9 o'clock hour ahead as well. So let's see if we can do a lightning round and get to all the callers on the phone lines here, if possible. Chris in Manhattan, are you there?
Yes, I am.
Yeah, what's going on?
Yeah.
Well, today I identify as a Latinx, a lesbian, a 42-year-old.
Well, that's great. You get your farm loan forgiven. You're the lucky winner today on International, whatever day.
But the real reason I called was I want to encourage everybody to call Tester's office and ask if he endorses Kamala. Because going by his commercials, it looks like he's a closet Trump supporter.
Yeah, which is, of course, a lie. Well, he kind of made it pretty clear that he supports Kamala in this CNN interview. Of course, he couldn't just come out and say it. He had to use coded language with them, right? I mean, it was like his language was so coded. John, it was like he was trying to sneak his way into a lesbian bar in Atlanta or something. He was like, hey,
he's going to be, I'm telling you, mark my words, he's going to be wearing a MAGA hat here before November comes. He's going to be out in a MAGA hat.
You know, I got to see if I can pull up that CNN clip because I don't think I played it yesterday. But, Chris, thanks for the call. Great to hear from you. Let's see. Fawn in Northwest Montana. I'm going to see you on Saturday, but great to hear from you today.
Yay, yeah, we're excited. But we were wondering if Private Joker's coming up, too.
He should. John, do you want to come up to Northwest Montana this week?
Like I told you before, I'm not going to spoon with you in the same hotel room again. I mean, I can't handle it. I mean,
can room with Jesse Ramos. I think Jesse Ramos might make the trip with us. You and Jesse can room together, and I'll fly solo.
As long as I get the back spoon position, all right? That's the only thing I ask.
No, he's fine. He should come, yeah, because I'm going to be at the Lincoln Reagan Trump dinner in Kalispell Friday night, and then we're going to be doing events in Libby, and then we're going to be at North Point in Eureka Saturday night. We're going to have a nice discount for everybody who comes to join us.
And also, this is a little different reason I didn't really call in for, but I got to say it because it's Tuesday. I want to know why Kester met with the pole dancer about abortion.
Oh, okay.
Did he have a need? Was he trying to encourage her to?
Yeah, I think he's just trying to. I think he's just trying to simply promote that narrative. I mean, he is all in on this radical abortion initiative. I think that's why he, you know, would be willing to meet with a pole dancer in a private meeting when he refuses to meet with so many other Montanans. All right, thanks for the question. Thanks for the call. We'll see you Saturday, if not before. Let's see, who do we got next? We've got Brad in the Flathead. Brad, thanks for the call.
Hey, good morning. It's actually Fred in the Flathead.
Oh, Fred, yeah.
Confusion. Hey, no problem. Hey, in 2000, you guys will like the story. In 2005, I went to Hurricane Katrina as a division group supervisor, and our job was to run these, like, receiving and distribution centers out of Camp Shelby, Mississippi. So basically receiving hundreds of trucks, trying to figure out how to dispatch them. It was pretty much a FITFO situation. FEMA didn't really have a lot of details for us. But anyway, with a thing that happened relating to local sheriffs, at one of these staging areas for the trucks, a few drivers came in. We were down to, like, pretty much just minimal trucks. Well, the local sheriff, I don't remember the name of the county, but it's near Hattiesburg. The local sheriff showed up with some deputies and basically commandeered the trucks. And the FEMA guy said, oh, you know, these drivers, they got in late. They're not ready to dispatch until they get rest. And he goes, you go wake those drivers up and get them ready to go. He told his deputies, get those drivers up, and if they don't drive, we're arresting them. And this is an unbelievable story, but I think you guys, if this is true, the FEMA guy called the Army captain, who was the liaison for us at Camp Shelby there. He came, and he stepped up on the running board of the lead truck, and the sheriff's department arrested him, took him outside of the base.
Wow.
And, it was in the news. It was in the ministry.
Oh, that's crazy. Yeah, I was at Camp Shelby before I deployed to Iraq. Hey, thanks for the call. We're out of time this hour.
Fall into big savings, all in the Kroger app. Buy two, get two free on 12 packs of delicious Coca-Cola, Pepsi, or 7-Up with your card. Then get three-pound packs of flavorful 80% lean ground beef for $2.99 a pound with your card and a digital coupon. Shop these deals at your local Kroger today, or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.